We have a special guest in the house, David Spear. He's the King Kong of Friendship Middle School bands. Yes?
Terra Vista.
Or Terra Vista. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll get me in trouble.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's the King Kong of Terra Vista's middle school.
I will be the
band.
King Kong of one of the three.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There you go. Okay. Now, you guys have a major concert event coming up tomorrow. Tell us about it.
That's right. We decided back in the summer that it would be really great to get our bands just out into the community. And I'm an avid proponent of community bands, and I play here in the Lubbock Concert Band, and I just love just sharing my musical gifts, and not for a trophy or for accolades, just to share music with people. Mm-hmm. So that's something a lot of times we don't get our kids out in the world and doing that, and I thought this is a perfect opportunity. We don't have really anything going on this time of year, and so we've put together a series of concerts, a lot of it's patriotic music, and we're just going to kind of paint the town red, white, and blue.
Wonderful.
Sweet.
Now, tell us about which bands are involved and where they're going to be.
The three bands involved are Friendship Middle School Band, and they're going to be performing at 9:45 right there at their school in their auditorium. And then at 10 o'clock, the Heritage Middle School Bands will be playing at Randy Nagebauer Park. And then my bands at Terra Vista will be performing at the Silent Wings Museum at 10:30.
All right. Where is the Randy Nagebauer Park?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that question.
Right when I said that, I bet. Do you know where that is?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that.
We need
Jenny
to
Bailey's,
find that
Jenny
out.
Jenny Bailey's in the house moving for
well,
the iPhone
just,
right now.
If you just stand outside and just open your ears at 10 o'clock, you'll hear them.
That's right.
And the great thing about that, you can just bring a lawn chair and come and sit on the lawn and just enjoy great music. And
well,
in my case, in a parking lot.
This is a fabulous way to honor military veterans and their families. And everybody needs to be patriotic minded and patriotic spirited anyway.
And you don't have to have an important date to play patriotic music.
I think
that's important. Sometimes we reserve that, but there's no reason we can't.
This is America and God's country, doggone
Absolutely.
It. We can play it whenever we stinking please.
Now, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say there are a lot of interesting little lessons that we can teach students is also about the patriotic tunes and where they came from and the history. And those are things that we're supposed to be teaching them anyway.
Yeah. Now, you know, once you're in band, you just kind of have a soft spot in your heart for band. You're just always a band person after you've been in band. So it's wonderful. It's a wonderful way for kids to learn music and how to read music, how to play an instrument. Band is just, it's so good for kids. You usually find the cream of the crop in bands, I think. That's my opinion.
We mold them
That's
sometimes.
Right. That's right. Now, you guys are moving into 6A out at Friendship. And how is that going to affect your bands in the future?
In Friendship, not really at all. We're just going to have to raise our level of competition at the high school level. Middle schools are a different classification. But I know our high school band, especially the marching band, they're gearing up for another run at state marching contest. And I think this will hopefully it'll be two in a row here that they'll be able to compete in.
Yeah.
And you're right about bands. You know, I tell students in fifth grade, you're going into a brand new school and, you know, 600, 800 kids. From day one, if you're in band, you're part of a family.
That's right.
And we have our own little living room, and we have places to hang, and we spend a lot of time with each other, and you make lifelong friends.
And Eureka!
You know, and it's something that you... Go ahead.
I found it.
It's something you can continue to do, too, throughout your life.
That's right.
I actually got to play with the Court Jester Band, you know, the Tech Basketball Band.
Okay.
One holiday season.
I have to confess, I went to a school down in Austin, so.
Oh, well.
I don't know as many of
those. I wasn't in the Tech Band.
But
my
grandfather was the announcer for the Tech Band for 40 years.
Really?
So is that
what's
up,
Leon Harris?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of connections there.
Very familiar voice.
Yes.
I wasn't in the Tech Band, but I just went down there and I was like, hey, I play flute. Can I come and play during the holiday while the kids are all gone? They were like, sure. So I said, next question, can I have the music to go home and practice tonight? Because it's been a while since I'd played. But you actually are actively playing in a community band?
That's right. The Lubbock Concert Band rehearses on Thursday nights, and we actually just came off of a concert at the Firehouse Theater down there in the Arts District this past Friday. And I think we're putting together another concert of mostly pop tunes. And that'll be coming up, I believe, in May. So our rehearsal's actually tonight. So I got to.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. That's a way for people who were in band in the past continue playing. And there's just something about being with a group of people, putting together works of music and presenting that to people to listen to. There's just something very special about that.
And it's something you can do for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, a lot of students, they want to be professional athletes. And of the 1% maybe who make it to college, who then make it to the professional leagues, their average career is 4 years.
Right.
You can be a musician for your entire life.
Absolutely. So tell us again about where and when the concerts are tomorrow.
So again, Friendship Middle School is going to be performing at 9:45, and then Heritage at 10 o'clock at Randy Nockebauer Park, and then me at the Silent Wings Museum at 10:30.
Okay, now, again, I said that I found it, Randy Nockebauer Park, and, you know, it. Now, not only did I find it, but simultaneously, I get messages from the control other side of the glass, the control room. Then I'm getting text messages from, you know, people that I know. Randy Nockebauer Park is at 5904 83rd Street. Also, that's about 85th and Homestead, if you know where that is.
Okay.
But
gotcha.
Anyway,
it's very close to Heritage.
Yeah, Monday morning when Randy Nockebauer is on, pop quiz. We're going to ask him, hey, man, do you know where Randy Nockebauer Park is?
I'll bet he does.
Well, and I should say at the Silent Wings Museum, if you've never been out there, usually admission is $5, but during the morning we're playing, it'll only be $2.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good.
So it's a great chance to hear some music and go see that wonderful museum.
It is great. It's very interesting. A lot of people don't realize what is out there, so this would be a great opportunity to go out and see it.
Hey, man, thanks for being with us, David Spear.
I appreciate it.
Terra Vista Middle School Band, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, good. Hey, 717.